next to Loyola is Porter Moser. Joins us on the line. Morning, Porter.
Good morning.
How are you?
Very good, thanks.
Let's get right to the questions from the media for Coach Moser.
Thank you. To ask Coach a question, you may do so by pressing star 1 on your telephone keypad. Again, that's star 1 for a question. Our first question is from the line of Mendel Scranton with the Springfield News Leader.
Yeah, good morning, Coach.
Morning.
You know, it's only been a short time since the announcement was made, but have you noticed any doors opened in recruiting that the name recognition of being in the Valley has provided?
You know, I think it's really resonating with the 2014 and 2015 classes, the younger classes. When the announcement was made for this current recruiting class, it'll be freshmen this fall. You know, it was pretty watered down. A lot of guys, you know, but we've really found it the younger classes, the 2014, the seniors to be, the juniors to be. We were able to just start calling them in June 15th, and it just you know, obviously, yeah, the area we're in, you know, the Valley has such a strong name, and it's been very, very positive reception.
Being in a pro sports market, I don't know what kind of media coverage you'd probably have to fight for a lot of print or broadcast airtime, but do you think that'll increase now that you're in the Valley, or are you hopeful that it will?
You know, absolutely. I think the media people here have been great. You know, the WGN, the two newspapers, the Tribune and Sun-Times, and even the Daily Herald from suburbs, they've been all been great. And I just think it's now going to even be on a bigger stage. The TV package of what the Valley, I was very excited at our Missouri Valley Conference meetings to talk about all the TV coverage. Almost every game, or every game that you're going to be playing will be on some type of TV. And that's just exposure. That's, you know, such a different level. And, you know, we're excited to be a part of that. And we're excited that to sell that to future recruiting. And the media coverage is a big part of it.
All right. Thanks, Coach.
Thank you. Our next question is on the line of Todd Hefferman with the Southern Illinois.
Hey, Coach, does Christian Thomas have a different role for your team this year?
You know, I'd like Christian to be more, take a more leadership role. He leads by example, and some guys are more comfortable doing that. The true leaders, the really, really good ones, can lead by example and lead by what they say. And Christian is just goes about his business very, I mean, unbelievably driven, and had a huge role for us. And I'd like him to bring some other guys along, you know, and be more of a leader. We have no seniors, and we have two juniors, and we have one post player. And Christian's one of the two juniors, and the other one's Joe Christmas. So he's the only post player that is an upperclassman. So all the other post players are freshmen, sophomore, and he's got to bring some of them along. And that's what I think Loyola's been missing, is that type of culture. They've had tremendous tradition here, winning a national championship, and they did go to a Sweet 16 in 85, 86. What the culture we need is the whole team, the best players, bringing everybody else along. One or two guys can't get it done, and you got to have a team. You've seen that in the Valley with Wichita, all of the different guys that stepped up. You had a number of guys step up. You see it at the pro level, in the championship series. Different guys stepped up. And you do that when your best players can bring other guys along. And that's what we have to, that's the type of culture we have to develop with those older guys, two juniors, bringing the younger guys along.
And have you tried to, you know, foster that with the limited hours you've had with them on the court?
Absolutely. I'm giving him more leadership roles, and, you know, in terms of him, you know, when I can't organize him, whether it's pickup and everything, that he's the one getting the guys together, that he's the one doing that. I'm trying to put some leadership in his hand to foster that that role. And he's as high a character kid as you can have. And that's, you know, it was the kid I signed, and when I got the job, and, you know, everyone said in high school he's an undersized kid, and we said it. Coach Majerus and I, we were going to get him to walk on at St. Louis. And, you know, the one thing we said is he's competes every play, who cares about his size, he's a great student, you know, the whole package. And he was by far the most improved player in the Horizon last year because of his character.
And has there been a newcomer that's really, really kind of impressed you early on, or really that you're going to have to lean on this year?
Well, our newcomers come this Sunday. Our second session summer school is Sunday, so they'll be here Sunday, so we haven't had a chance to work with those the new guys coming in. In terms of the freshmen and the guys that I redshirted, you know, Matt O'Leary's put on 20 pounds. I mean, he came in, and I remember he has three older brothers. I remember his parents telling me that every one of them, her old sons, grew an inch in college, and Matt did. Matt was 6'7", and now he's about 6'8 and a quarter, but he's more importantly, he's about 224. And he's really impressed me with his drive to improve his body. Devin Turk has too. Devin Turk has added about 12 pounds, and he needed it because he was so light. And so those two have really impressed me with their strength gains.
Thanks.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Jim Benson with the Bloomington Pentagraph.
Hey, Porter, how you doing?
Great, Jim. How are you?
Good. Welcome back to the Valley.
Thanks, Jim.
I was wondering, in your time at St. Louis when you were with Coach Majerus, and even your last 2 years at Iowa, did you kind of always keep an eye on the Valley and kind of just see what it was doing and all that?
Oh, without hesitation. I mean, there's no question, especially the first couple of years because I was watching guys that I recruited, and it was, you know, I had close relationships with them and their families. But I'm a Valley guy. I mean, I Doug Elgin has been a longtime friend. He was, you know, the commissioner down when I played, and sorry to age Doug, but, you know, playing in the Valley and coaching in the Valley, I just think it's an awesome league. I mean, every road game you go to, the traditions, the student sections, the coaches, and so without question, and I've been in this area, you know, St. Louis is still, you know, Chicago, they cover the Valley so much, so without question, I've had an eye on that on the Valley ever since.
And can you talk a little bit about Milton Doyle? Obviously, he was a high recruit coming out of high school who went to Kansas, and then he came to your place last year and had to sit out. What are your expectations for him?
You know, Milton's one of those guys that he's got a lot of expectations around here, and I just want him just to worry about Milton in terms of playing as hard as he can all the time. He's tremendously talented, and he had to get stronger. He came in, he's very skinny. But he's got a high ceiling. He's probably our best athlete. He's 6'4". He's long arms, and he's got a tremendous feel for the game. But you know, Milton's one of those guys you just want to, you know, not have so many voices in his ear, and just really make a concentrated effort on doing what we needed him to do. And he's done that. The best thing that happened to him, there was a little talk that he might be able to play right away because he only went to summer school at Kansas, and thankfully that, you know, the waiver didn't get approved and he had to sit a year. And that was one of the best things that ever happened to him. He got to sit back, take a look at things and how things work and how game planning and all the things that go into college basketball that sometimes high school kids don't know, all of that's involved with this level. And he was able to be full-time with our strength coach, so he matured a lot this last year, and he's an excellent kid, and we do have a lot of expectations for him, but I don't want to put too many things on him. I'm just want him to do the basics.
Great, Porter. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Jim.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Luke Meredith with the Associated Press.
Good morning, Coach.
Good morning.
I see that you had one of the younger rosters in the entire country last season. How ready do you think you might be to compete in the Valley right away next year?
You know, it's just a hard question to answer. I think what we are doing to prepare our guys to let them know how good it is, the coaching, the atmospheres, the level of players. And what I've always said about the Valley, and everybody's asked me this question a long time, there's great teams in the Valley. And I've always said that. There's really good teams. And there's some teams in other leagues that can be really talented. I think the Valley is talented and has great teams. So it's hard to tell how we're going to prepare. We are, with no seniors and two juniors. Obviously, we're going to be very young again. But, you know, that's part of the challenge. That's part of the opportunity. And, you know, I think they're ready for the challenge. They're excited about it. But, you know, it's just going to have to be one of those things we're going to have to go through it. It's hard to predict at this point.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Paul Sollentrop with the Wichita Eagle.
Yeah, well, I'm wondering about style of play comparison between the Horizon and the Valley. Do you see this being much different, and how do you go about preparing for maybe that difference?
Well, there's some different coaches from when I was here last, so I think I'll be better prepared to answer that question after going through it a year. I think the Horizon's an excellent league, and I'm excited to go into the Valley. I know what kind of league the Valley is, and but in terms of style of play, like I said, I really think there's some great teams in this league, and coaches know what that means. You know, when I say a team, I mean, you know, very, you know, all kids on the same page, playing together, fundamental, and have a system. And that there's a lot of that in the Valley. You know, every team has a system, and that's why it's had so much success, and it's continued to do that. It's very hard to win on the road in the Valley, and that's different than a lot of leagues in the Valley. You know, that the road is so hard. Every place you go to, there's challenging. It's tough to win, and I think that's one of the bigger surprises that's going to happen for us.
When you change conferences, do you spend the summer compiling, scouting libraries on all these nine new teams that you're not quite so familiar with? How do you kind of get ready to ease this transition for your team?
Well, that's exactly part of it. We were up until I've had to open up my coaching search. I lost two assistants this week, but it's been something where I have been watching a lot of tape and watching systems, and you know, obviously there's gonna be a lot of newcomers. The Valley does an awesome job of recruiting, and I heard Gino say we trip over each other, and you know, it's this league works unbelievably hard at this level because you're trying to unturn guys, you're trying to get guys that BCS conferences are getting. So, you know, so there's a level of newcomers that we don't, you know, that you're going to have to wait and see. But, you know, absolutely. And try to give our confidence to the guys that I've been in the Valley. But you're going to have to spend a lot of time preparing in this league. It's a league that coaches really prepare. And those are all part of it. And we're trying to work on that. I'm not getting into any kind of scouting with our guys right now. We're really focusing on us. And we'll have plenty of time to get into the scouting with them. It's just more of an internal thing with our coaching staff.
Thanks.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Dave Reynolds with the Peoria Journal-Star.
Hey, Porter.
Hey, Dave.
Could you speak to the development of Jeff White so far?
I tell you, he's one of my favorite kids I've coached. He is just worked really hard at his shot, his body, and you know, Cully Payne went down with an injury last year, and Kiki ended up starting like this 8 or 9 games, and he just, it was one of the best things for him. And, you know, we had a number of injuries last year, and we had a number of freshmen that got a lot of minutes, and going through it was tough, but in the long run, it's going to be beneficial that those young guys got a lot of minutes. And, you know, he's just, his confidence level's growing, his shot's improving, he's learning to make better decisions. He's becoming more of a true point guard. You know, before you could have said, hey, he might be able to play, you know, 1-2 because he's trying to score a lot. He's becoming a true point guard because he's worked on decision making, worked on keeping his dribble alive after ball screens instead of, you know, or looking to make plays off a ball screen instead of just scoring. And he's becoming a true point guard. But his character, I mean, he's one of the most liked guys on our campus, not just our team, on our campus. And I love that. And his personality just resonates with everybody, and we need that. And he needed to be more vocal, too. He's very bright, and I tell him all the time. I just told him in front of our camp this morning, you know, we're working on him. He has bright things to say. He's got to say them. And that's probably one of the biggest challenges we're working on him this offseason.